And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
I'm on the Grand Union Canal, somewhere between Gayton and Stoke Bruin. I'm on my boat, Storymaker, and this is what it sounds like. Gayton Junction is also called the Grand Junction, a name that predates the Grand Union, and there's a railway line, a major road, and an intersection of two canals. You can go to Northampton one way, Braunston another, and Stoke Bruin the other, and I'm heading to Stoke Bruin. Woke up this morning surrounded by bird song and a mist which not only sat on top of the canal but also hung in the fields all around. It was quite beautiful. Of course, you never know where you're going to be some nights, and it's nice having a different garden, a different scene to wake up to every day. Boats and slow down for those that are either still sleeping or don't want to have their boat pulled from its moorings as you tear past. There's a lot of etiquette, and it's common sense and common courtesy, really. I've got my coffee in a thermal cup sat on the top. The sun is out, and I'm hoping to meet friends at Stoke Bruin. About to go under bridge 48B if you have a canal map to hand. I've been using the map, the Canal Companion book, the Leicester Line and River Nen. Here's the bridge. And not too far from here, just the other side of Blisworth Village, going over the bridge we just passed under. Yeah, not too far from here is the third longest tunnel in Great Britain, the Blisworth Tunnel. That's a good 3,000 plus yards long, so I'll be sure to capture some binaural audio in there as well. Currently doing about 10,000 RPM. Not far away from the Blisworth Tunnel now. I'm just going to show you what 15,000 RPM sounds like. And since I upgraded the propeller, it's a lot faster than it used to be at 15,000 RPM. Still pretty slow for normal vehicle terms, but fast enough when you're moving tons of metal on a canal. Takes a bit of time to build up the momentum. Any faster than this and you start creating a bit of a bow wave, which is your sign to say, okay, time to slow down if you don't want to create bank erosion. Most canals have got sidings and protection from that, but it's still good practice to stay within the speed limit. Things can happen I'd say pretty quickly, but they happen pretty slowly, but they're unavoidable. If that makes sense. You see a boat coming, like I did yesterday, and there was a pretty bad crosswind, and I needed my speed to get under the tunnel because the crosswind was pushing me across, and a boat came through this small tunnel stroke bridge, and I had to slow down, and the moment I slowed down, I was pushed straight across in the bushes and grounded ever so slightly. I could see it happening, you can see it coming, there's just nothing you can do about it. The sides of the canal have raised pretty sharply now with trees and undergrowth and animals and running around, and this can only mean that just around this wooded corner is the tunnel. I haven't seen a boat in front on the long stretches, which is kind of nice not to follow a boat into a tunnel, but fumes can still hang around in there. I know that this tunnel's quite well ventilated, but some of the longer tunnels need ventilation, because if you think of all the diesel fumes just sat there. Back in the day, this tunnel would have been poled through. You would pole the boat through the 3,076 yards, which must have been arduous. I'm just going to slow down because I can see some concrete ahead. There's still a mist hanging on the water a bit, so I'm going to pace myself. And so they would pole the boats through originally, and then they would leg through, and legging it through a tunnel is, which is obviously where the term comes from, used to end in a lot of fatalities. You fall off in those tunnels, you can be crushed against the side or not missed and drown. And then they got a little steam powered tug to pull through, and apparently the tunnel now has traces of soot. You can smell the soot on the walls. Let me just tell those inside, the kids. Guys, can you turn the lights on and open the curtains, please? It's good to have the lights on in the boat. They show you the walls a lot clearer. I do have a headlight, tunnel light, as some people call it, which I shall turn on in a moment. I can see a small brick building ahead, and a signpost saying Blisworth Tunnel. I'm going to get my head torch on. It's also nice to see the stalactites and hanging above you, the straws, the calcium straws from the calcification. If that's what this tunnel's, I know that this tunnel's had a lot of maintenance done to it only about 40 years ago, so it was in a state of disrepair before that happened, and it might well have been well lined, but I imagine that's still long enough to have the small waterfall to my right. You might be able to hear from a drainage tunnel. I'm assuming that this tunnel is big enough for two boats side by side. It doesn't look it on approach, but we're going in. The signpost says opened in March 1805. ...2.8 kilometres long, 25 minutes, open to powered craft only, no kayaks. Entering the darkness, light on, and wow, does it look dark in there. So the nose of the boat is now, I should say bow really, shouldn't I, in the tunnel. I can see a faint light at the end. Here we go, into the darkness, head torch on. get some speed up ever so slightly. It's darker than I anticipated, and that's because I've just realised I have my sunglasses on. That's better. I can see something right in the very distance. This pinprick of light, which is the exit, has a shape in it with a light on the front. A boat is just entering, so maybe we shall meet in the middle. Here we go. I found in some longer tunnels, should I accelerate a little bit, there's a cushion of water that comes back off the walls either side of me, keeping me pretty central. So I'm going to do that for a moment. Rather than subject you to what may or may not be a relaxing drone for the next 25 minutes, I will stop the recording shortly and then continue when passing the boat that's also in this tunnel with me, and then finally for the exit back into daylight. A ghost. What did you say down there? Yeah, good idea. Lock the door, but please listen for me to knock it, because yeah, if she jumps out in here, we're in trouble. Yeah, the dog jumped out yesterday, jumped off the boat, just made it to the bank. We were going under a bridge where it gets narrow, and she had planned her escape and did it. And this ensued the excitement with me not being able to stop anywhere in that area. I'm just about to get saturated, actually. I'm just going to close the map. I can see lots of dripping coming down from what is a, it looks like, yes, daylight from a ventilation shaft. Here we go, a little bit of, ow! Yep, a little bit of a shower there. Yeah, so couldn't moor anywhere, so ignoring all the rules of the waterways, I got close to the bank and shut the kids off, or help them off carefully, whichever way you want to imagine that, and then took them to let them get the dog. They capture the dog, and then I pulled up alongside the bank in tick over, just moving forward ever so slightly. Took literally seconds for me to leap off, pick up the dog, jump back on, and then help the kids back on, and we were on our way without stopping, actually. But it was a bit of a worry that the dog was that brave and doesn't like the boat that much, so that enough for to jump off it. So now we keep her below deck unless we are stationary. I don't want to tie her to the deck up here, because if she does still manage to jump off a little bit, she'll be hanging from our harness in the water, which is probably not fun. So the light is not seeming to get any bigger. I'm going to accelerate again and see you somewhere near the middle. Interesting, very new section of the tunnel here. The acoustics changed somewhat, and it looks lined with large concrete sections. The light on the approaching boat is getting brighter. I'll have to consider slowing down in a moment to ensure safe passage past the oncoming craft. Torrents coming down from the ceiling here. I'm going to try and avoid it. Okay, getting quite close to the boat now. I'm going to slow down and get into position. Always keep to the right on the waterways. I don't know why that is. Handy for me being left-handed though, should there be any sword play at hand. I think we drive on the left because of horses passing and sword hands being free, but I might be wrong. So maybe that's why I feel more at home on the water. Looking behind me, the entrance that I came into seems a lot smaller than the exit I can see in the distance, so I'm thinking that we may have made a little bit more headway than this boat we're about to pass. I wouldn't want to trundle through here and take forever. It's interesting for a bit, but I prefer the open spaces around me. If I want to go caving, I'll go caving. Although, the acoustics are pretty good for harmonica. Must be about 50 to 100 yards from the oncoming boat now. Have a listen, see if you can hear it pass. Hiya.
Sorry if we were blinding you.
That's okay. Yeah, the lady was right. Well and truly blinded by what was quite a powerful spotlight on the front of their boat. I've now got a very bright green dot covering everything in the darkness. Back up to speed. Let's get out the other side. About 200 meters left to go. So I'm going to take it down a notch, due to the audio levels being quite deafening. About 150 meters to go. Can't say I smelt age-old soot, but I can see the blackened walls where the steamboat would have pulled the loads through all those years gone by. We're in the older section of the tunnel now. A lot of repairs have obviously happened over the years. And we're now trundling towards the ever-growing light. Just the one boat joined us on the passage through. Coming the other way, of course, which I think is unusual for, compared to previous tunnel passages, maybe this is just a quieter tunnel. I find it surprising during these holidays, the Easter holidays. Maybe the rental boats find it a little bit daunting, because it is quite a long tunnel, and if you're not used to the canals, passing another boat in such tight confines must be worrying. The nose about to enter the daylight, or should I say the bow. Here we are, fully out in the open. How do? And we are arriving in Stoke Bruin, and I think this is where we shall moor. Spot of lunch, and hopefully catch up with a friend. Thanks for listening.
Documentally.